Big game for the Swans coming up on Friday night at the SCG. They're playing Essendon, and one of their young forwards has been doing a great job this year. Sammy Reid joins us. G'day, Sam.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Well, thanks. Bit disappointing against Hawthorn. It was an incredible game. That third quarter, what a roller coaster it was.
Yeah, there were a few momentous swings, I suppose, a bit reminiscent about the 2012 grand final a bit, with the way the game was changing, sort of. Who had the upper hand, but yeah, obviously disappointing to go down. You know, we definitely could have played, or we feel we could have played better. And you know, teams like that, if you're not on 100%, then they're going to hurt you, and they did on the weekend.
Sam, you're only 22. How's it gone being a young forward, having Kurt Tippett and then Buddy Franklin arrive at the club? How's your role in the team? How have you fitted in with those plays?
Yeah, it's changed a bit. I mean, my first 3 years at the club, I was it was probably myself and Goodsy that were the main forward targets. So having some pretty big names, I guess, as you know, some big targets in Curtin, Buddy, they're both pretty handy players. So you know, they can, and they've played that role a long time. So my role's changed to a bit, you know, a bit higher up the ground. Maybe going to pinch hit in the ruck, have a bit more of a run around, I guess, and change up just from that. You know, stay at home forward is what I was in my first few years.
Now, the driving force in many respects is the defence of the Swans, and you're the best tackling side, and there were some uncharacteristic defensive lapses in that game on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, you know, if you play teams like Hawthorn, who are an incredibly gifted skill-wise team, if you're not on defensively, and, you know, whether it's switching off for a second and you know, not just tackles. I mean, we did have missed tackles as well. We're well down, I think, on our usual numbers for tackling, for our defensive pressures, and that usually says a lot whether we win or lose. So we're a bit off, and they were able to hurt us with some of our mistakes.
Albeit you cleaned up Essendon in round 9. That was down at Etihad Stadium. That was a big win, but they've found a bit of form, and they're on a 3-game winning streak, and they've got some great athletes. So you're going to have to be on your game to contain blokes like Dyson Heppel and Jake Carlisle in recent weeks. Hasn't he been going well?
Yeah, he's done some pretty special things. He was very impressive last week against the Doggies, so that was actually pretty good to watch, some of his stuff. But, they're obviously in pretty good form themselves. I mean, they beat Port over there, so that's no easy task. So we'll need to be on top of our game to get the result that we want.
Sam, just back to your role, and I would imagine you would enjoy moving around the field a little bit, or would you rather be up the front?
No, I do enjoy the new role. It's probably more so, you know, if you feel you're out of the game a bit, you're able to run around and get in amongst, you know, some stoppages, and you know, if you're not getting the ball, you're able to lay tackles or put pressure on. So it's a bit of a, I guess I feel like I can get involved a bit more if I'm up around running, and it probably works to my strength as well, being able to run around a bit rather than just plonking myself, you know, on a key defender and having to wrestle for a high ball every ball. So it's a good change up.
Yeah, and he's been doing a good job. We'll leave Sammy there, and it's good news that Adam Goodes looks like re-signing, and they're desperate for him to go around another year, and he may even take a pay cut to stay.
Well, I read that he was going to take a big pay cut.
Be nice if some of the rugby league players did that.
So he's on about, they said in the paper today, 650, and he'll be slicing a fair bit of that off to stay.
Okay, well, that's fair enough, and he is still a superstar.